and don't cry. Your folks might understand you by and by. Just move on up toward your destination, though you may find from time to time complication. And take the trip, though there may be wet road ahead and you cannot slip. Just move on up, for peace you'll find. Into the steeple of beautiful people, where there's only one kind. So hush not, child, and don't cry. So keep on pushing. Take nothing less than the supreme best. Do not obey, you must be forsaken, but you can pass the test. Just move on up to a greater day. With just a little faith, if you put your mind to it, you can surely do it.
Greetings, Xenophiles. On this day in 1962, the first communications satellite Telstar was launched into orbit, and that sort of made life a little bit easier, communications-wise. On the same day, Swedish engineer Nils Bohlin received a US patent for the three-point seatbelt. There was more on this day, but we don't have time, so yeah, you can Google it. Happy birthday to Neil Tennant of the Pet Shop Boys, who is, believe it, 71 today. Now, we started with Curtis Mayfield and move on up, and there's a reason for that, which we'll find out in a minute. Our guest this week, a friend of the show, and not your first rodeo here, Steve Tears, come on to tell us about, well, whatever you've been up to, which is always entertaining, and preview this year's Ballerfest. Are you there? Can you hear me?
Well, I can hear you loud and clear, Steve.
All the way from
Hello
the
again.
Tiny village of Baller, the joy of the internet.
Isn't it wonderful? Yeah, no, I've just flown back from London, where I was playing in a sort of a 10-piece band for a private birthday party.
Oh, yeah?
It was the guy who actually was the... Sorry?
You get invited to those things? You are.
Well, I was playing.
High society.
It's actually the recently former chief executive of the Financial Times.
Oh,
is an old friend of mine, a chap called John Ridding.
Right.
And he had me playing the phonetic bongos on that particular track.
Right.
Like Curtis Mayfield, which is which is something.
You can still hear them, still going in the background. Most people don't know this track. You hear the radio edit, and the whole thing's about 9 minutes long.
It is.
Did you go for all 9 minutes?
I think we did.
Wow.
That was quite a... Keeps you fit, Steve.
Yeah, I'll bet it does. A forearm's like Popeye. So, what else have you... I mean, This is the only reason you went to London, was to play the bongos?
Well, it was, yeah. I mean, it's a pretty serious gig. He's been a friend for about 40 years. Yeah. I played in his school band way back in the early 80s.
Right.
And, we played on and off for, the last 40 years. And so it was pretty important. His retirement, semi-retirement, and right. His birthday.
Uh-huh.
What else have you done? I've been quite exciting. I started working with a chap called Jamie Catto.
Right.
Who was in a band called Faithless.
I haven't got Faithless? with Dido's brother.
Rollo
Harding, yeah?
That's right. He was with them for a while in the late 90s.
Yeah.
Kicked off with them, and then he went off to make films.
Right.
And he filmed some amazing interviews with an extraordinary shamanic movement therapist sort of dancer called Gabrielle Roth.
Right.
And he was about to make a documentary about her, and then she died, sadly, about 14 years ago. And so I put a thing on Facebook saying, anybody out there can edit who likes dance? So uh-huh. I said, oh, I'll have a go at that. So I've been working on that on and off for the past few months, which is very exciting.
Right. And
this week we had two big open days on the farm,
right,
in our village. Mm-hmm. We had, I think, 40 kids on the Monday and then 30 on the Tuesday. And fantastic day, running around, lots of sports, lots of games, activities. And both days they went home and then the tempest hit.
Oh, Rackus, yeah.
Just in time.
It's that time of year, isn't it, when you can set your clocks by the 12 minutes past six precisely every day.
Exactly, that's it. The heavens open.
Yeah.
Snap.
Marvellous. Yeah, so... For people who are not familiar with the setup, you talk about your farm, and I told everyone how Bulla is this tiny little place. What is the setup that you've got there?
So basically, it's my wife's grandmother's old house that we bought about 11 years ago. And then we bought the house next door that came with a nice bit of land. And I think 7 years ago, we decided to have a bit of a party there.
Right.
For her birthday.
Yeah.
And it went so well that this is the seventh edition.
The seventh edition of the party.
So it continues.
They've created something. You can't stop now, right? I mean,
well, that's
now
right.
You cannot ever stop. Maybe like Glastonbury, you could have a fallow year once in a while.
My wife's been suggesting that.
Yeah.
No, it's crazy because she's full on. She is working like a demon running a hair salon, an amazing new hair salon in Cluj.
Right.
She's been at Cannes Film Festival. She's been working as a hairdresser on the Romanian feature film, Mucha Bravo. On top of that, putting together the festival, because she does most of the legwork, I have to say. I find the odd band to do a bit of repairs and do a bit of PR, but she does all the Romanian paperwork, which is pretty serious.
Yeah.
So it's basically a festival in our back garden. We have about 300 or 400 people. We've got a stage. We have a barn with a grand piano. We've got a cafe. We have lots of orchards, trees, hammocks.
Yeah.
And it's a really beautiful, it's a tiny village, not on the way anywhere, middle of nowhere, surrounded by hills and forests. It's a glorious place. I completely fell in love with it.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're not there, we're in Cluj. We've got a little house in Cluj where Georgia has her salon.
Yeah.
And the kids are at school.
Uh-huh.
So right. It's a nice life, I have to say. It's an expat life. I'm quite enjoying it
nice
still.
Clean air. And so how did you get, overrun by children 2 days this week? What's the...
Well, we've done it before. Yeah. And they got the space where they can spread out, run around. They can eat well. They had a shooting range they put together as well for this one. So Alex got the kids doing some target practice. But they love it. It's a place to get out of the city for them.
Yeah.
A lot of them are familiar with the countryside because of their grandmothers and stuff are out there. But they haven't really run around and played together in the gardens. So we had that sort of chance.
Mm-hmm.
We did a bit of music. I played a little trumpet.
Oh.
And the guys were playing the piano.
Yeah.
It was a lovely couple of days, actually.
Nice, nice, nice. So when did you start preparing for this year's Bulla Fest?
Well, to be serious, Steve, this morning...
preparing this morning.
I was sitting in bed with my wife, Georgie, and we thought we'd better start getting the programme put together.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we have had a few chats before now. I think it was actually back in February where we booked the headline band.
Right.
This is Funk Corporation, because they're really good. And last year we tried to get them, but they're already fully booked by sort of February, March.
Oh.
So I thought I book them early. So, yeah, we've been talking about on and off, but actually the real work started, I suppose, when I got back from London last week. And, yeah, it's full on. Lots to do.
So you mentioned Funk Corporation, yeah? So they're the Friday night headliners?
Now, they are.
Which weekend is this? Remind everyone.
This is the 25th of July.
I wish you wouldn't
keep... Ultima weekend, Yuli.
I wish you wouldn't keep planning it for the weekends when I'm out of the country, because it's been like that now... for the past 3 years.
Oh, you're so jet set, Steve.
I have to go to Cyprus for my nephew's wedding.
Oh, yeah. Of course you do. So,
terrible, isn't it? Hey, Funk Corporation, eh? Sounds like this. Yeah, very, very funky.
It is.
So who are they? And what are they doing in Bala?
Well, Funk Corporation, I met them. It's a touching story. I was going back in the backstory here, but I made a film about Buto about 30 years ago, this experimental Japanese dance form.
Yeah.
And I found that they were doing Buto dance in Cluj. So I joined this group. It's very, very intense, slow motion, sort of meditative thing.
Right.
And quite chaotic. Uh-huh. And I was one of my partners in this was a girl called Erica. I got chatting to her. Turns out she sings for this band, Funk Corporation, right. And they're brilliant.
Uh-huh.
That was an 8-piece. They got brass, all their own songs, I'm pretty sure.
Right.
They're going about, I think, 10 years on and off.
Right.
I said, please be available. So, Saturday we can't, Friday we can. So they're on.
So Friday, this is it. So this is what we've got waiting for us. And it's well funky, isn't it? They're all from where?
They're from Cluj. Most Hungarian band. They're from Cluj. I once had a lift on a Bolt. And I was talking to the driver. Turns out he was a sax player who knew the band.
Oh, right. It's a small world, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's have a little bit of this and we'll come back and talk about what else happens on Friday.
I'm going to take you right to downtown. The city every day has its own countdown. Let's begin this crazy ride. The world no longer have to hide. I'm thinking good spontaneously. Oh, do you see? Oh, the river is there to rise. Touch me, darling, please, and open your eyes. The birds are dancing flies, and the stars are dancing lights. The waves are breaking through. Stop for me and you. I've been moving on by writing this new song. It's good to be in love.
Sounds very accomplished, this, doesn't it?
Yeah, they're brilliant.
Yeah.
They really are good. Everyone I talk to says, oh, you got Funk Corporation? Yeah. They're rocking.
Right, as is clear, yeah.
Great dance music.
Isn't it just a get the party started kind of thing going on?
With a trombone.
Yeah. So what else happens on Friday?
So Friday, well, Friday kicks off with Marianne and Antonio Somerchan. Mm-hmm. Now, Marianne's a fantastic character, larger than life character, and he'll be singing opera.
Oh.
And his wife, Antonio, will play the piano. And so we always start slightly stately in the barn with the grand piano. And that sort of kicks things off on the Friday early evening.
Right.
And then we've got, it's all slightly, not sure the exact order, but Teo Bala is this amazing dynamic singer and vocal coach that I met in the Cluj. And she runs the karaoke nights, the open mic nights. She's been putting on an opera about group therapy. And she's singing a thing called Soiree French Piano Bar.
Oh,
which is lovely kind of jazz standards and Scandinavian torch songs. I'm very pleased she's agreed to come along.
Right.
And we've got these random people I meet along the road. We were walking along the river in Cluj, and there's a club called the Cotton Club.
Right.
My wife and I, only about month ago, and we heard this beautiful voice sort of coming across the night. Popped into this club, and there we found 2 a.m. live music.
Oh.
There's this couple, and she sings, he plays the guitar.
Yeah.
So we said, oh, yeah, we like you. You fancy doing a festival.
Right.
All right. So they're playing on the Friday night. And also, Diana Corman. I have no idea who she is, but this morning my wife announced that she's a friend of Marianne, the opera singer.
Right.
And she's got a bit of a band. And I said, that's a mellow groove to sort of set the night off for Funk Corporation.
Right. sounds excellent. Right. Now, I tell you what I'm going to do now is going to take a short word from our sponsors, and then we'll come back and talk about Saturday. All right.
Okay,
let's go.
Good people gather around Radio Gorilla.
Round to Gorilla Fest. Who knows what you'll find? Come to Gorilla Fest, a village lost in time.
So that's your opera singer, right?
It is. That's Marianne Sommerschand, a spontaneous composition that we worked on about two nights ago.
This is, I mean, you are, I don't know, I know few people as creative as you. It's amazing. I said, I wanted just a voice. I want someone to say the Balafest preview. And you came back, I'm thinking, you know, you could come back with that in like 2 minutes. And 10 minutes passed, and I'm thinking, he still hasn't done it. I said, what the hell? And then back he comes, he's written and recorded a song for us.
Well, like, I did the words and Marianne did the music, you know. Village Lost in Time. It's perfect, aren't
it? It is.
We are.
Splendid. So, talk about Lost in Time. What's going to happen on Saturday, then?
So, Saturday, yeah, we have that sort of esoteric angle to things. So, in the morning, there'll be a bit of yoga, a bit of Qigong. Well, Qigong is this kind of slightly relaxed form of Tai Chi that I guide people through.
Tai Chi for old folk.
Well, not necessarily. It's more gentle, more slightly wacky, I suppose. Yeah. Stretching and breathing and barefoot on the grass.
Okay.
You know? And also, and the last minute was sort of late arrival at the ball. We've discovered was a very magical woman called Maria Everbanga.
Oh.
Who'll be doing meditation and sound therapy.
Sound
with
therapy.
Tibetan singing bowls and a gong.
Yes.
It's something I've been doing. I know various gong players in England who are fantastic, so the whole residents of the gong.
Right.
And so to find somebody, I think from Reagan, and she's doing this. So very pleased she'll sort of start things off probably in the barn, or maybe outside on the Saturday morning.
Right.
And then it kicks off. We have all sorts of stalls. We have craft stalls, workshops. We've got beautiful Children of the Forest, which is going to be, I think they're coming up from Bucharest, these guys, and they're going to be taking children into the woods and doing prints of plants and doing pottery with the clay and interactive games and discovering leaves and whatever's going on in the earth. And there's going to be... and also Chrissy and Felicia. They are this very lovely couple who are human nature consultants.
Human nature consultants. Tell me more. It sounds...
I'm not sure. I mean, all I know is Chris is really sweet. And it's all sort of... he calls it fulfillment and balance workshops.
Right.
So, yeah, he'll take a little walk and talk to you and your actions and your words and your movements and all this and discovering nature. I think they are just going for little tours around the village.
And you end up feeling better about yourself, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But we'll have, I think, last year and a couple of years ago, friends of Marianne Sommerschand, the opera singer, they run a classic car club. And they bring various classic cars, various old Mercedes and Porsches early Dashes and things.
Uh-huh.
So there'll be sort of something to look at around the site.
Cool.
And of course, there'll be food, amazing food and drink, jewellery and woodwork workshops.
You have a meaty taste all, or is that just too sort of obvious?
All sorts. Also, there'll be vegetarian options. Uh-huh. There'll be goulash.
Yeah. Vegetarian goulash, love it.
Quite possibly. I think that we're going on Monday to try and start setting things up. And there's a great little group of people from Tigamurish called the Kefalutsa Creativa.
Uh-huh.
And they'll be putting together some art and music installations, hanging things in trees, and creating a treasure hunt and doing collective painting. They're going to have... there's children's theatre. There'll be some improvised theatre. The wonderful Ramesh Budliano of Kaboom and his gang doing some wacky improv theatre in the early evening.
Nice. It sounds like a non-stop full-on program that you've got going there. You're going to need another stage, mate.
I made some notes here. I'm trying not to forget anything.
Tell me about, we'll come back to it, but first now, another music break. Tell me about the Undecided Who.
Oh, they are amazing. They're extraordinary. So the Undecided Who, that their lead singer is a cross between Pippi Longstockings and Susie Sue. and she's 17. She's 17. She goes to school with my daughter.
Yeah.
And she was on Romania's Got Talent a few months ago.
Right.
And she's got this band together. I think it's about six of them, though.
Yeah.
And they are wonderful. They are so theatrical, a bit cabaret, a little bit punk. They do weird kind of dances with shovels.
I tell you what, when I first heard this, the instant thought that came into my head because of just the sound they make and the style of them, I thought it's Tiger Lilies for children.
Right, maybe. I mean, they would perform. I remember seeing them. I met them first at an open mic night, and it's sweet. People have guitars and play songs, you know, and they're a little nervous. You know. These guys came on, they blasted it.
Right.
They were just giving it. You know, she was rolling around on the floor, kicking legs in the air. Yeah. You know, I thought, well, these guys are booked.
Right, yeah. And it sounds like this. This was recorded live on a tiny stage, probably no bigger than the one you've got.
Mm. Well, they're very excited to be playing a big stage in the evening with lights.
Right. This was, but the. I love the way it starts. It's like, okay, it's drama. Let's listen to a bit of this. I see what you mean about the Susie Sue reference, yeah? It's like if Wet Leg existed in the 1940s.
It's such a crossover. It's a bit of 40s, it's a little bit punk, you know. I mean, it's true, there's her and Julian are singing. There's just like these male and female voices.
Yeah.
And they just sort of crazy double act. You know, he wears funny hats and she's got crazy legs.
So is this called Handle My Shovel? Is that a euphemism?
God knows, the only kid's as good as mine.
Well, make sure you ask them on Saturday.
Somebody should.
It's got an air of sort of sheer abandon about it, hasn't it?
Well, I think they need a big stage to spread out.
Yeah.
They really do. Each one's a character. Each one dresses up differently. And they really, really go for it.
Yeah, so is the bass player who's dressed like a Muppet?
Oh, yeah. He used to be Mikey, Mr. Reed. Yeah, he wears little hats and things and locks around on his back at the time.
Very cool, yeah. If you want to hear more from these people, go to Balafest. Or as the man says, come to Balafest. Who knows what you'll find? Excellent. So and then... Are these second on the bill on Saturday? Because the headliners are...
Well, I'm not sure who the headliner. We haven't really worked out yet, but the other band playing are We Sing In Colours.
Who are on this very station next Monday doing a live set with Bogdan Sherban.
Fantastic. I didn't realise...
Yeah.
I don't really know that they've been recommended. I think Rarish recommended them. So they're coming up. And, they sound really sweet. They've got nice videos on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
A good time band with a bit of a twist. So they'll be playing. I haven't worked out yet who'll be. Depends who's got a bedtime. I don't know.
Yeah.
your straws and who were you, sort of the last band on.
So yeah, they're kind of onwards and upwards. This band, I think they're going to go far. It's but the name We Singing, not We Sing In Colours. We Singing Colours.
You've gone funny, Steve.
Have I?
The sound's gone weird.
Oh no, you're very clear
from clicking.
Yeah, it's very clear from this end. Yeah?
I can no longer hear.
Oh, interesting. We'll have to talk to Audrey. I'll play the music and then we'll come back in a second. Yeah? Hang on a minute. There we go. This is We Singing Colours, De Noi.
N-am scos un cuvânt când am părăsit. Am deschis ușa și am ieșit. Nu m-am uitat o clipă înapoi. Oare ce s-ar mai fi ales de noi?
Anii pierduți nu se mai întorc. O știi din orice baladă rock. Poate e timpul să o iei din loc. Să dai tot ghinionul pe noroc.
Trecutul de azi pe mâine să-mi ajungă.
Mi-a rămas lumea mică. A început să mă strângă.
Azi am plecat în lume. Pasul pe străsară sună. Avioane mă strigă pe nume. Mă poartă prin oricât sub mine-i genune. Dorm prin parcuri goale. Mi-e patul de frunze moale. Nu știu de-i lună sau soare. Pe cerul meu azi pare ce mai răsare.
Dau calul meu tu nebun delegat. Azi mă simt singur într-un mic pătrat. Trec pe lângă o bancă, dar nu mă opresc. Nici să mă așez, nici să mă îmbogățesc.
Suflul de azi pe mâine să-ți ajungă.
Mi-a rămas trupul mic. A început să mă strângă.
Azi am plecat.
Oare ce mai răsare?
Oare ce s-ar fi ales de noi?
De-o fi lună sau soare?
Nu te uita o clipă înapoi.
Oare ce mai răsare?
Oare ce s-ar fi ales de noi?
De-o fi lună sau soare?
Nu te uita o clipă înapoi.
Oare ce mai răsare?
Prin oricând sunt mine genune. Dor prin parcuri goale. Mi-e patul de frunze moale. Nu știu de-i lună sau soare. Pe cerul meu azi pare ce mai răsare.
Joi înșine, o zi întreagă de muzică 100% românească, 100% organică și 100% proaspătă pentru tine și cei dragi, livrată de Carrefour Bio la Radio Guerilla. Carrefour Bio, plăcerea de a mânca sănătos în fiecare zi.
Sincere salutări cu felicitări. Am reușit, am rezistat. Am ieșit intact. Frumusețea n-a salvat nimic. Copii tac de busolați. satelit. În paradis unde ne eram. Vara a venit. Vara a venit. Vara a venit. Ne-mai pomenit. Bucurați-vă, prieteni, suntem mulți. Anarhiști, idealiști, în mâna dreaptă clopoței, în stânga buzdugan. Timpul se învârte în carusel, speranța naște melodii, melancolii ascunse în piept, camuflat în parodii. Vara a venit. Vara a venit. Vara a venit. Ne mai pomenit. Vara a venit.
Joi Înșine, o zi întreagă de muzică 100% românească, 100% organică și 100% proaspătă pentru tine și cei dragi, livrată de Carrefour Bio la Radio Guerilla. Carrefour Bio, plăcerea de a mânca sănătos în fiecare zi.
Expat Life, powered by those beautiful people at Radio Guerilla.
Bit of an earworm, that. Little jingle that you made. Yeah, now you're on the phone. Now you're on the phone because the technology...
I'm on the phone. I'm just trying to... Polly, can you bring your power cable?
Oh, yeah, now you need a power cable for it. Phones...
Well, it's got 2% left.
2%?
Oh, a few. I'm about 12.
Ah, that's good. It's enough.
I'm bring a power cable. I'm excited. Gremlins in the machine there.
Yeah, this is how that... It often happens. It works. It starts off really nice, but then the laptop gets tired or the internet gets bored with us. I don't know. Whatever happens.
So, radio.
Anyway, people by now probably are very intrigued and interested and curious about this Balafest thing. So how do we get to it? And how tickets, location, right. Accommodation?
Well,
what's the story?
It's about half an hour from Tugamuresh, mm-hmm. Or an hour and a half from Cluj.
Right.
There are buses, but not very many.
Right.
I think twice a day you can get a bus to Bala.
Yeah.
But we have there's a big field at bottom of the road where we can park cars.
Right.
People can, and you can camp there.
Uh-huh.
There are village houses, not many, so we really encourage camping.
Yeah.
And there's the Apollo Spa, which is about half an hour away, which is a luxury hotel.
Oh, okay.
With hot springs and everything, which is really nice. So you can always stay there and then drive over for the days. And to get tickets, you go. Best thing is to go to the Facebook page,
which right.
is facebook.com/Balafest.
Balafest, one word.
BALAFEST.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or there's a contact form on lapoyataretreat.com.
La Poyata Retreat is the name of your farm.
That's the name of the farm, of our retreat. It is
right.
indeed a website.
Is it actually a working farm? I mean, do you farm stuff on it, or is it just
a farm? Well, it's agritourism. We've tried various... We haven't really got there enough to be able to manage all the agriculture.
Right.
But in the past, we have had fields of potatoes and corn, and we've had a couple of sheep.
just a couple.
It's just keeping the land going. but it's, I mean, every other house in the village is a little farm. There's
right.
pigs and chickens everywhere, and we got various dogs and cats.
Yeah.
But you can also come along on the day. You have people on the gates.
Yeah.
Very happy people turn up on the day.
Okay.
Because we are miles from anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're not just going to come across it by accident, right? You're going to want to be, you have to be determined to go there.
We only have any gate crashes, really.
Brilliant. So we went through the Friday night headliners. We went through the Saturday night headliners.
Yeah.
Sunday. I have here Maria Suntan, but what else is happening on Sunday apart from this?
On the Sunday, it's going to be more of a chill-out day. All the stalls will be there, the various workshops going on. We've got a lot of... It's more of a folk day. We have a dance and musica popular.
Uh-huh.
So there's various sort of local dance troupes and singers come and do their thing. And Maria Suntan, she's fantastic. She's a local woman. She's from Bulla.
Right.
She's been doing the rounds. She dresses up and she's a lovely, lovely lady. She's been singing with us for years.
Right.
So she has a spot. Mm-hmm. And there's some sort of musical priest. I don't know anything about that, but apparently there's some local priest who's quite groovy who wants to do a few songs in the morning.
Right. Okay. That'd be going to be interesting. A groovy priest reminds me of, for some reason, I don't know why, but it reminds me of there was a documentary on Netflix. I think it was Netflix.
Yeah.
It was called Sunderland Till I Die. It was about Sunderland Football Club. Yeah. And it basically charted their decline as they got demoted, and then the next year got demoted again, and then the next year got demoted again,
like,
and they went from being a Premier League club to like nobody at all. Now we're back, by the way. This is great news.
Hey.
But the first episode opened up with there's a church right next to the stadium,
right?
And it was there was a service in the church, and there was the priest who's standing up there in his pulpit, asking God to be kind to the players and bless the game so that we win it. And then the camera turned around to the congregation, and all these people were in church wearing their football kit. They're all in red and white striped shirts.
Oh, God.
Which was brilliant, I thought.
Sunderland dedication.
Yep, correct. So if... So chill out day, funky priest, Sunday, this sounds like Sundays.
And traditional stuff, all the thing. Hammocks will be there, there'll be face painting and various games activities. And then the children's workshop, they'll be continuing in the forest. Probably Christy and Felicia will be doing various sessions. So, it's more a man-out activity, relaxing after probably the crazy Saturday nights that tends to end with a campfire and singing around that for the early hours.
Right.
So, it's in recovery. So we go on till about sort of 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh.
So it's a sort of, it's a slightly short day on the Sunday, chance to recover by Monday.
People need to get home, you know?
I mean, well, isn't it? Yeah,
because nobody lives close by, basically.
Not many do.
Yeah, and then when you're not doing Bala Fest, and when you're not chaperoning and ferrying your children around the various schools in Cluj, what are you doing? How are you filling your time?
Well, Sam, I'm editing this documentary for Jamie Catto, mm-hmm. But also I'm teaching the piano. Yeah, I've been teaching some movement classes.
Yeah.
I keep getting a bit. I've been teaching the English pronunciation as well.
Right.
Once a week.
English pronunciation from a guy fresh from the Midlands. Would you like a pie, Nut?
Well, I'm telling you, not too plummy. You know, we just discuss various things like that. You know, it's more just expressions and English way of life and history and politics. It's quite fascinating. It's more conversational. You know,
right.
So I've been doing a bit of that. It's backwards and forwards from the edge of the farm. It does keep me busy.
Yeah.
and then occasional business in London, various gigs.
Yeah.
In fact, I think there's planned. Our friend who always has a holiday home in Bulla, mm-hmm. He's planned to come over in October and do some short film, a feature film he's putting together. So we're preparing for that over the next few months as well.
So you went to London last week or the week before, and you didn't pass by Glastonbury?
Not this time, no. It's not really on the way. I've got various friends live around there, mm-hmm. and some friends are playing there, actually, as well.
Right.
But I haven't been for about 20 years. Last time I was there, Paul McCartney was singing.
Right.
In about 2002, I think it must have been. Had some good years. It's very inspirational. In fact, I worked with Emily once. I was editing a documentary about fair trade coffee in Haiti with her and Chris Martin, my dad.
Right.
There, and and she came to my eating studio to do some pickup shots. She's lovely. One day we'll meet again.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Tips on running festivals.
I mean, I don't want to come across like some sort of boring old fart who complains about, you know, music of today, but the highlights of this year's Glastonbury for me were Alanis Morissette, Gary Numan and Rod Stewart.
Yeah, it's pretty epic these days.
Alanis Morissette did a great show. Surprised by that. Reminds me of the first time I heard Alanis on the radio with You Ought to Know, right? I was driving into town and I didn't know what it was, but I went into the record shop and I said, I've just heard this thing on the radio and I want to buy it, but I don't know what it's called. And the guy in the shop said, well, it's not going to help you. He said, you need to give me at least a clue, mate. And I said, she starts off singing all nervous and breathless and then she starts to squeal like a stuck pig. And he went, oh, it's Alanis Morissette. This is what you want.
Got it in one.
Brilliant. Anyway, from that, let's go to some nice, gentle music. Let's do some Maria Suntan, yeah?
Yes.
A bit of Ioane Drag. Yeah, go. It's nice. This is the vibe on Sunday, right?
Oh yeah, thank you.
Bate vântul pe răzoare, Ioane, inima mă doare. Și mi gândul tot la tine. Bate vântul pe răzoare, Ioane, inima mă doare. Că n-ai mai venit la mine și mi gândul tot la tine. Nu știu de ce-ai supărat oricând ilechiu mușcat, Ioane, Ioane drag. Că-n o gradă pe surgie am găsit o pălărie, Ioane, Ioane drag. Nu știu de ce-ai supărat oricând ilechiu mușcat, Ioane, Ioane drag. Că-n o gradă pe surgie am găsit o pălărie, Ioane, Ioane drag.
Style of the music is quite traditional, though, but she sounds quite young, is she?
Yeah, I think she's, yeah, she's perky, yeah, she's young-ish.
Yeah.
She's not quite regular. She's been a guest on various other sort of documentaries that have been shot at in Bala over the last sort of year or so. We had a Belgian TV crew turned up.
Oh, yeah.
And she guested one afternoon. We had a nice sort of local traditional lunch.
Yeah.
And then a few months later, we had Charlie Ottley. Came over,
of course,
and
good old
as well.
Charlie.
I'm going to his birthday party at the next weekend.
You are? Okay, do me a favour. When you get there, remind him that I've been asking him to come on this show for the last 25 years.
Well, he's a busy boy, Charlie.
He's
just finished off the editing of his next series.
Yeah.
We're in the first episode, I believe.
All right.
But if you're not listening to this, maybe I'll give him a nudge. On your behalf, Steve.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah. Okay. A last word from our sponsors and we'll come back and wrap this up.
Okay.
I'm going to hear this first. I like this. I'm actually enjoying this.
Lasă, Ioane, vorbile, n-ascultam mișunile, mă. Că peșina melenuță, te trebuie să fie drăguță.
This is Expat Life. You know you want it.
And we're back, Expat Life. Steve Tears, the Balafest preview. Are you still on the line?
I'm still here, Steve.
Good old-fashioned telephone technology always wins in the end.
Nice, simple.
Marvellous. So, we got about 3 minutes left to wrap this up. So, again, how to get the tickets, when exactly is it happening, and so on and so on. Come on, let's plug it, man, plug it.
Last weekend of July.
Right.
And you can just turn up on the door. It is in a village called Comuna Bola, B-O-L-A.
Now, if you look on Google Maps, be careful, because there are a few in the country. You need the one that's...
Well, it's 1 mile away in Mahidint. Don't go to Mahidint.
No.
It's Bola Muresh.
Yes.
Very close between Tigamuresh and Regin.
Right.
And yeah, it's last weekend of July. You can camp, turn up on the door. You can also go on to the facebook.com/bullerfest site. And there are instructions there about paying straight into it. It's charity, so it's it's tricky to organise tickets using online stuff. So you can pay directly to a bank account,
right?
And then you show that when you arrive.
And the proceeds all go to a good cause. They're not lining your pockets, right?
It all helps promoting craft and music for the local people. Bullerfest is all about. That's why you help support the various events we do there. And all the children performing and the various artists and the students who are doing some of their first proper gigs, you know. So that's it, really.
Nice, very very nice. Yeah. And what have you forgotten to tell us? That's the trick question at the end.
There's some crazy piano playing that I'm performing on the Friday night at some point with this eccentric Ukrainian called Nata Maximenko, who I completely by chance met. I was in a WhatsApp group, and she started saying what she did. I might play improvised piano. Right. I said, oh, so do I. So we met for a coffee, and then we wandered around to this converted synagogue called Transit House by the river in Cluj, and there's ground piano there.
Wow.
We were just standing together.
Yeah.
Magical. So I said, yeah, come and do a gig at Bullerfest.
Yeah.
So she signed up for that.
Right. And the music we're about to hear is exactly you and he, right? From, but when was this recorded?
About a month ago.
Right.
Natalia Kuka, we went along to this grand piano, this big old hall, and I said, well, after you. And so she started, and we just jammed for about half an hour.
Right. Yeah.
So she,
and very, this purely improvised, made up on the spot, as it were.
Completely, yeah.
Or in other words, improv, yeah.
She was performing in Vienna a few weeks ago. She's from Kyiv. She teaches a bit. She's got a child here. Oh, no, her daughter's studying in Kyiv, I think.
Right.
Yeah, she's very keen to make contacts in Cluj and do some music. So it's a little bit... it's actually some Philip Glass kind of stuff, serious stuff. Very atmospheric, very moody,
right,
and very spontaneous.
Nice, yeah. So the message of this show basically is... lost in time, nice line. Okay, so let's go. We'll hear some of this. Nata Maximenko, you said?
That's it,
pronounced it correctly? Wow, I'm getting better at this.
Maximenko, I believe so.
So this is Mr. Tears, your very own Ten Fingers. And Nata Maximenko. And it starts with somebody trips. Did somebody fall over something at the beginning? Listen.
Well, they were putting on some sort of show in the background. They were putting exhibition up.
Yeah.
Very much as a chord on a phone.
Right.
I had no idea what to expect.
Yeah. Well, here we go. This is what we're going to go out with for the next 4.5 minutes. We're going to listen to the sounds of similar to what you might hear when you get on stage in improv Sunday, did you say?
Late night on Friday.
Friday. Okay. Nice. It's got just to bring everything chill down, get ready for sleep.
I think I can join in as well. Boots and percussion and, yeah.
Excellent.
It might get a bit.
Your phone's just died. Oh, you're back. He's back.
I'm here. Yeah, I'm here.
Still here. Okay. So, thank you very much for that. Good luck with your festival. And again, next, all my nephews and nieces will be married by this time next year. So, I have no excuse not to come next year.
No more excuses. Not actually meet in real life.
Exactly.
I look forward to it. Thank you for your support over the years.
Thank you very much. It's a great thing that you do here.
Thank you.
And if you're waiting for Morrissey to come on stage, go home because he cancelled.
Oh, poor Morrissey.
Yeah,
still miserable.
You know when the show was announced, people said, "Will you buy tickets?" And I said, "I'm buying tickets for that because he's bound to cancel it because he's got a reputation for that." But then I got some free invites, and he cancelled anyway.
Oh no! He's a funny old bloke these days.
Isn't he just? Yeah, I remember
once
he was. Yeah, he was at some open air festival concert thing, and he came. I mean, he cancelled the gig the moment he got on stage because he noticed a burger van at the back of the field.
Oh no! And he,
and he's a militant vegetarian.
Murderer.
And he just came on and he just stepped on the stage and said, "I can smell burning flesh. I cannot stay here." And that was it. Gig over before it started.
Tricky in Bucharest, he probably smells a bit of burning flesh.
Exactly. Maybe that's why he's done it. He said, I'm not taking the risk.
I'm Nino on the go somewhere.
Okay. Let's listen to a bit more of your improv here, and we have to go because it's 8 o'clock.
Okay. Thank
you very much. This has been X-Mad Life. Thanks a lot, Steve. We'll be in touch.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Again to this and previous shows, find us at expatlife.ro.
Expat Life.
You mobs, please.
Good night, everybody.
Pentru limba română, apasă 1.